In this bulletin, another high-profile departure from the White House. Liberal Party backbencher Gladys Liu dismisses claims she's aligned with the Chinese Communist Party, and a knighthood for ex-English cricketer Geoffrey Boycott angers domestic violence charities. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. United States President Donald Trump says he sacked his National Security Advisor John Bolton, while Mr. Bolton says his departure was a resignation. Donald Trump says he had serious disagreements with the man he appointed in April last year. Mr. Bolton was Mr. Trump's third National Security Advisor after Michael Flynn and H.R. McMaster. Mr. Bolton helped craft Donald Trump's hardline stance against Iran and called for a tougher approach on North Korea, Russia and Afghanistan. He had opposed peace talks with the Taliban, which Donald Trump cancelled at the weekend after inviting the group to Camp David. Mr. Bolton had argued that inviting a designated terror group to the presidential retreat would set a terrible precedent. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he had his own disagreements with John Bolton.
There were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagreed, that's to be sure. But that's true for lots of people with whom I interact. My mission set is always to make sure as I run the Department of State is to deliver America's diplomacy and to work with the team, whether it's the Treasury or the President's staff, to make sure we get good outcomes. I know everyone's talked about this for an awfully long time. There were definitely places that Bolton and I had different views about how we should proceed.
Liberal Party MP Gladys Liu has dismissed claims she's linked to the Communist Party of China and influencing Australian politics on their behalf. It comes following the release of a Chinese government online document which lists her as a council member on the China Overseas Exchange Association between 2003 and 2015. During that time, the group was an arm of Beijing's powerful state council, the Chinese government's central political and administrative body. Ms. Liu, who won the Melbourne seat of Chisholm, told Sky News she has no recollection of being a part of the association.
Well, I can tell you that I have never been a member of this council, and it can happen. They can put your name there without your knowledge. I have no knowledge that that organization was part of whatever influential China body. If it was, it was definitely not during my time.
Labor's foreign affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong says Scott Morrison needs to intervene.
This is a test for Scott Morrison. He needs to come into the parliament, make a statement and assure the Australian parliament and through them the Australian people that Gladys Liu is fit and proper to be in the parliament, a fit and proper person to be in the Australian parliament.
Firefighters on Queensland's Sunshine Coast have contained a bushfire at Perigon Beach. Fire crews worked overnight to stop the blaze from spreading any further north towards Noosa Heads. Acting Premier Jackie Trad says the weather conditions today will assist the firefighting effort.
Given that the weather conditions have moderated today, given that it's a much better day to get in and do some work to enable people to go back home, I think today is going to be a lot better.
And in northern New South Wales, 400 firefighters worked throughout the night to try to control fires at Bees Nest and Drake's near Tenterfield. 9 homes have been destroyed and more than 100,000 hectares have been burnt out. Retired English cricketer Geoffrey Boycott says he doesn't give a toss about criticism of his knighthood from domestic abuse charities. Theresa May awarded the 78-year-old a knighthood in her resignation honours list. The charities are appalled given Boycott's conviction for beating his girlfriend. A French court found he struck his then-girlfriend 20 times in the face at a hotel on the French Riviera in 1996 before checking out and leaving her to pay the bill. Boycott denies the allegations, saying she had slipped after flying into a rage when he refused to marry her. Geoffrey Boycott says it was difficult trying to prove his innocence in a French court where those charged with crimes are assumed to be guilty. Queensland has put forward its case for hosting the Olympic Games during the Premier's visit to the International Olympic Committee headquarters. A Queensland delegation led by Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has met IOC President Thomas Bach at the committee's headquarters in Lausanne, Switzerland. The meeting came as it was reported Brisbane would get a new stadium and upgraded transport links if the state gets the nod to host the 2032 Olympics. Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of today. It's 23 degrees in Perth and partly cloudy. Fine weather for Adelaide, 22. Much the same for Melbourne, 20. It's sunny as well for Hobart and 20 degrees. Sunny too for Canberra and 19, much the same for Wollongong, 19 degrees. The fine weather continues in Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 20. It's partly cloudy in Brisbane, 23. Also partly cloudy in Cairns, 27. And in Darwin, it's sunny and 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.